Welcome to the Nieces Nugs Podcast. What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Nieces Nugs Podcast, Season 3, Episode 20, Episode 60th overall. On the last episode, we finished an epic spring break trip with students. It was long overdue, considering the fact that the trip happened back in March of 2024, and we recorded that episode in December. However, I felt like I needed to go back, address some of that trip, talk through some of those experiences, and help you maybe just get out of a bind. Today on the podcast, we skip ahead several months to the summer of 2024, and I want to talk about a summer trip to the city of Louisville. That's right, you heard it correct, Louisville. It's not Louisville, and it's not, Louisville. It is Louisville, and if you want to make a trip to the great city that is a boundary city between two states, figure out how to say it. There's tons to do, tons to see. On my last trip there, I did several of the tourist activities, but on this trip, I was going to Louisville because I had asked to be a camp speaker for Fuge Camps, hosted at Southern Seminary just outside of the city, and I was going to spend 2 weeks this summer, but my wife and kids were going to fly up between the 2 weeks, and we were going to have a weekend stay in Louisville, and the secondary portion of that was my wife's roommate, or one of her best friends from pharmacy school, lives in Louisville, has kids, and so it was going to be kind of a reunion as well. So this trip had multi-purposes, was going to spend some time speaking to students, some serving in the city, exploring the city as far as doing mission projects in the city, but also spending a weekend enjoying what Louisville has to offer. So we book flights. First of all, what I did is I booked my flights using miles on Delta through Atlanta from Myrtle Beach to Louisville. You better believe I enjoyed the lounge in Atlanta. And some places have lounges when you land, you can enjoy those. This was not the case. There are no lounges in the Louisville airport to take advantage of. But hit up that Delta Sky Lounge in Atlanta, walked off, got my luggage, and ended up getting picked up by a staff member, very kind staff member, who then took me to the campus of Southern Seminary and the college at Southern Boys College. Now, the week started off just a normal working week in the sense that I was there to speak at camps and serve in the community. And so really just got my bearings about what Louisville was about and several things. But one of the things that I found out really quickly, and especially as camp food became old rather quickly and at night when we got hungry, was that Louisville has several Cane's. That's right, Cane's, Raising Cane's, chicken fingers. And it's open late, so I hit that up with some of the staff the first week. Great chicken, great option. Always will be one of my go-tos for fast food, especially chicken fast food. My unpopular opinion is that it actually is better than what most of the South has to offer in the view of Chick-fil-A, no offense. And also Zaxby's, way better than Zaxby's. And definitely has great food. Could improve some of the fries. That's a debatable topic. But Cane's is great. What do I get? I normally get a four-piece box, and I sub out the slaw for an extra piece of toast or fries. Friends, if that you don't know to do that, if you don't like slaw, if you love slaw, get the slaw. But if you don't, you can sub it out for something for free. So Cane's hit it up towards the end of the week. My wife and kids were going to fly in on a Thursday, so that Thursday morning, I ran, that's right, you heard it, I went on a run to pick up the rental car. It's about a mile away, a little over a mile. Nice, beautiful weather. Went on a run, picked up the rental car from a neighborhood enterprise dealership. Had a good deal for the weekend, but picked up the rental car. Had it from Thursday through Monday. My family was flying out Sunday night, so I would return the car on Monday and then go about my business. However, things changed, and you'll hear about that in a second. But remember this, when you're picking up a rental car from a rental agency, they're going to always ask you, do you want to add the insurance? They're going to try to play scare tactics and things such as this. If you kind of know what you're doing or give off the impression that you're not interested in that and that you're fully confident in what's happening, they'll just mention it to you, say you have to sign, but they try to get you to buy the insurance. Now, if you have a credit card that has priority rental car insurance, you have nothing to fear. So I pull that out. I say, I don't need the insurance. Then they ask if I want to return the car full of gas. There's tons of gas stations around the neighborhood rental facility. I said, I'll bring it back full, and I'm on my way. The one thing the neighborhoods don't have, neighborhood rental car places don't have normally, is car seats. And since I was picking up my 8-year-old and 6-year-old, at least needed a booster. At this time, it was actually 7 and 6. 8-year-old hadn't had a birthday yet, but we're looking to travel around the city, wanted to get them some booster seats, things like that. So I would have to go to the airport location. This is a common thing. In fact, if you rent from an agency that is neighborhood and not airport, a lot of times they'll send you near to your nearest airport to get a car seat if you have it. And oftentimes, if you play it right, you'll get them for free. That's right. Our favorite word, F-R-E-E, free. So I go on Thursday. The girls are flying cheap route on miles, I believe, as well, from Myrtle Beach to Detroit to Louisville. It would just happen to be the best route and itinerary for them. Couldn't make the Atlanta flight early, so this was the best option. Detroit Airport, if you're making a connection in Detroit, just know that you could have the potential for a long walk. Detroit, the main Delta terminal in Detroit, at least, has some of the largest spaces between gates. There's two terminals that are not connected in Detroit. One services airlines like Spirit, some of the other airlines, and one is primarily Delta. And the Delta one, man, they are spread out. And so sometimes you have to be wary of, hey, do I have a large connection? And if so, I've got to book it from gate to gate. They do have a train that operates, kind of a singular train in the air to get down the route. But sometimes that takes a little longer, especially if you're waiting. So girls make the connection. They walk out. I pick them up in the Louisville airport, and we are on our way. Where do we go first? They're hungry, so I take them back to Cane's. What a great lunch option as we get back. They want to get back to campus as well. I have some responsibilities on campus on Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening, so we kind of just hang out there. And then on Friday, as camp ends, it is time to explore the city. Great weather. Let's just say this about Louisville. In the summertime, especially, that's when I've gone primarily. Incredible weather. Yes, it gets warm and hot, but blue skies, green grass, fresh air. Really, really enjoyed the weather while we were there. And then as we went and enjoyed the nature, we also got to enjoy the weather as well. Our first stop on that Friday was to the Big Four Bridge and the riverfront. There's a waterfront park. It goes along the river. The Ohio River kind of separates Kentucky from Indiana, actually, right there. And we spend some time in the waterfront park, but then we spend time crossing the Big Four Bridge. What is the Big Four Bridge? Well, it is a pedestrian bridge now, but it is a big bridge that crosses the Ohio River and connects the waterfront park on Louisville side to Jeffersonville, Indiana on the other side. So you can actually walk across a body of water into another state here. It was originally constructed as a railroad bridge in the 1800s, late 1800s, but now it's been converted to a pedestrian bridge. It is great for sunsets. If you're ever in Louisville at night, get on this and watch the sunset. It's 2 miles round trip, which means it's about a half a mile. The actual bridge is about a half a mile crossing, and then it's about a quarter of a mile on either side is a ramp to take you down to get below. So if you go from ramp to ramp and back and take the whole thing, it's about 2 miles round trip. Beautiful, enjoyable walk, especially if you're in the summer, it's hot. You have a nice breeze blowing up there, incredible views, and just really enjoyable time for us. There's some benches up there, some places for you to take a seat if you need a rest. But this is a great spot. It's lots of people walking, easy to park, easy to go through. Great, great place to do. Louisville also has several parks and creeks and things for you to visit. We went to Big Rock, which was a little place that one of our friend who lives there knew about, Sarah knew about, and we went down to the creek and played in the creek, and there's this big rock that I think at some point you can jump off of, but we just went fishing and crawfish catching and walking in the creek. Beautiful day. Actually got rained on a little bit, but it was nice and comfortable. There's also a pavilion there. There's other things there that you can enjoy as well. One of the other things we did enjoy in Louisville, and if you're there, other than going to maybe a Louisville football game or going to a Louisville Bats game, you can go to the Louisville Slugger Museum, which I've done before, as well as the Louisville Bats, a minor league team. Lots of opportunities for sporting events. There's a professional soccer team in town. There's different sports options and things happening. But primarily the thing you need to go see if you're in Louisville is Churchill Downs. That's right, Churchill Downs. We think of it maybe once a year if you're not from the area, and that's for the Kentucky Derby, the Run for the Roses, and a national pageantry going on that one weekend. But friends, it is happening almost year-round. There's races all the time, and in fact, the week we were there, that weekend, there was like a family fun day at the park, and so we went to it, and we went and found parking, and then we walked in. There was a small admissions charge. Probably cost more to buy food than it did to actually get into the place, but just tons to see. There's a museum there. There's different shops. You can kind of walk around, especially if it's not super busy. You can see all the famous sights that you would see on TV on the normal Kentucky Derby for beginning before the race and after the race. And because that day there was probably 8 to 10 races going on, they would bring horses out just like they would in the Kentucky Derby, and they would kind of go through the whole process. So you got to kind of see it live in action at a much discounted, cheaper price. The place is huge. In fact, since I was there last, they've built so many more stands and places to hang out and options for food and different things. It's basically been modernized over the years. Sorry about that. And it's been incredible place for us to hang out. So we went, we grabbed some food, and I just started walking into a couple of suites where I acted like I knew what I was doing, a little couple box places for us to eat our lunch and watch the show. And then it was time to go on down. So we went all the way down trackside and watched a couple of races from the bottom of the track. Our girls even got to feed a couple of the horses carrots as different people were going around. It was a pretty cool idea. Listen, go to Churchill Downs. Don't spend all the money right away to go to the Kentucky Derby. You might regret that. I heard it's chaos, but I heard it's awesome. But take some time if you're in Louisville to go over to the racetrack and just enjoy the pageantry that is horse racing there. So we did that, and we had a great time. The girls were supposed to leave on Sunday afternoon after we had done that, and so we'll talk about that in just a second, but that is kind of what our short, condensed weekend looked like. And in between, they spent time with friends and the friends' kids and things like that. Let's talk about food for a second. So I obviously mentioned Cane's. Cane's is not the best thing that Louisville has to offer, but it is one of the great things. So we did not go to a ton of places, but there's a couple options for you, a couple things I just want to mention that you might not be aware of. So as you cross over the bridge from Louisville into Indiana and go a little bit, there's a massive Caesars Casino right there in Indiana, and attached that is a Hell's Kitchen. So if you're familiar with the show Hell's Kitchen, you're familiar with the idea of Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen, there's a Hell's Kitchen restaurant there. So you might not have to go all the way to Vegas or to go some of these other places to go experience what the food might be like at Hell's Kitchen. So just wanted to point that out. After we had done Churchill Downs, we also went to a place called the Dairy Castle for ice cream. Yes, that's right. You know me. Love some ice cream. So we visited the Dairy Castle, not too far off the campus of the University of Louisville. Great little spot. It was busy. There was a line outside, which tells me all I need to know. And we grabbed ice cream there. Another cool place for food is a place called Hawk's Corner, HAUCK', Hawk's Corner. There's a restaurant, but then there's like this several restaurants. There's probably 4 or 5 different options that share a courtyard, which has tons of games and opportunities for kids to hang out. There was ping pong tables. There was cornhole going on. There was all sorts of activities. There was games on TVs. There was a fireplace. This was a great, there was a whole kids playground, safety kids playground as well. So we went there for dinner and just kind of ordered what we wanted and grabbed a table, enjoyed the outdoor area. This might be a place you want to check out too if you're ever in the area. Several locals spoke about how much they enjoyed that. Now, we were also there during National Donut Day, and I feel like National Donut Day is all the time, but we went to get donuts because it was National Donut Day, and I found a place. There's several locations in Louisville, but there's a place called Jeff's Donuts. Now, what I liked about Jeff's Donuts was there wasn't this like fancy, all these kind of fancy boutique donuts. It was just great, weighty donuts, and they were $2.50 each. Great price, great taste, and the box felt heavy when we went to leave. If you know what I know about that, that means that simply there's some good product in there. So this was a great donut spot. We actually hit it up again on the way to the airport. And when I was taking my family back to the airport, we stopped by and grabbed them some breakfast at Jeff's Donuts. Also, I just want to mention this. For those of you who know me, you know when I'm thirsty for coffee, I like local coffee shops. But one thing I really appreciate, especially if I'm on the move, is if you're going to order coffee from Starbucks, don't wait till you get to a Starbucks, get in line, and order. Use your phone to pre-order and pick up at a Starbucks. We did this a couple times throughout Louisville as we were going around, and it always amazes me how long people wait in line, especially just recently in New York or some other places. People wait in these long lines to order Starbucks beverages when from your phone, you can have it ready for your pickup right where you're going. It's unbelievable. And utilize the apps, friends. Utilize these things. You get your points as well. You can convert some of those points to free drinks and things like that. But order ahead, and so you're not wasting time simply waiting in lines. Now, there's also local coffee spots throughout Louisville that are great as well, but just wanted to throw that out. One of the things I also want to say about this trip is my girls were supposed to fly on Delta on Sunday evening through Atlanta back to Myrtle Beach. And we got a notification as we were about to leave the seminary to head to the airport that their flight was delayed. And it looked like they were going to miss the connection. It looked like in Atlanta, they were not going to make it. And so they were going to be stuck in Atlanta. And so I got on the phone with Delta, had a couple conversations. And at the end of the day, I had to wait a couple minutes. And so oftentimes these airlines have policies that once it's delayed over 2 hours or a certain extent, they will work with you. And so I kind of worked with Delta and it ended up getting them booked on the original flight we wanted for them. You see, when we were planning this trip, they were planning on leaving on Monday using points, but the points were half as many points to leave on Sunday versus Monday, and it just wasn't worth having them wait around. So we originally had booked them for Sunday night, but we wanted them to leave Monday. So when the opportunity arose to call Delta because of the flight change, here's what they did. They changed their flight for free to the original flight we wanted them on. And because their flight was canceled, it actually worked out in our favor. It wasn't canceled because of weather. It ended up being canceled because of some mechanical things. The delay was going to be way too long. They were going to miss everything else by the time they waited for the new flight. So they rebooked them on a better flight, the flight we wanted. They also gave it to us at the best price, the price we paid for on Sunday. And additionally, once they actually got on the plane, I was able to contact Delta and talk about the fact that they had to stay an extra night in Louisville in a hotel room, even though they were staying in my hotel room. Delta ended up giving them 10,000 miles per person for their inconvenience, which then we immediately turned around and used for another trip. Now, here's what I want to say is you don't abuse the system, but when airlines, and I talk about this all the time, when airlines do not fulfill their contract of carriage, you have some rights as a customer, and you need to know what those rights are. And so simply by being nice and having conversations, you can get those things taken care of, and sometimes they extend goodwill or reimbursements or things like that. Now, what you also need to know is because I used my American Express credit card for this trip and to kind of get them from place to place to place, there was also travel insurance on them being late, which means this. Their meals on Sunday night and Monday morning on the way to the airport were completely covered and reimbursed as well. So it actually benefited them by not taking that flight. They got home mid-morning that next day. They got to have a nice sleep in the hotel room instead of getting home super late. It all worked out wonderful. And so here's the lesson, friends. Never doubt or never go into a situation where you don't understand your rights as a customer. Louisville was great. Spent 2 weeks there. Shout out Fuge staff. Really enjoyed being with that team. And it was time for me to leave. And so I go to the airport on the next Friday. A little bummed because I check in, get through security really quickly, and there are no lounges. There are zero lounges in the airport. The airport seems a little crowded. And so just kind of hang out and slum it with the regular people. But I really enjoyed my trip to Louisville. I think you should make it a little weekend trip for you as well. Go see some sights. Enjoy what's going on. Go during the summer season. You can catch a minor league baseball game. You can check out the museum. You can check out some of these other things. But Louisville should be a place you visit. All right, friends, I'll be back with you next time on the Nieces Nugs podcast as we break from a traditional travel episode to give you some tangible resources that I think will help you in the future. Thanks for listening.